Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 381. We got to the final film of the Star Wars franchise. We got to Rise of Skywalker from 2019. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. I mean, I assume we both saw this in the theater.
Yes.
Right?
When did it come out?
2019.
That's when I saw it last time. I have not seen it since. I saw it at the theater and then I never watched it again.
Same here. I never replayed this ever again. This is the last time was in the theater and that was pretty much
But you
it
know what's
also.
Funny? We have made it through the entire Star Wars because we watched the prequels. We watched the original. We watched this. We watched Rogue One. Solo is the only one that's still out there lingering in the universe that I have to figure out we will watch it and we will review
Heist movies.
But I need to figure out where maybe if I do like another sci-fi action spin-offs. What about like spin-offs of other franchises that are not?
You could do that. Yeah. It is a spin-off.
We got options. But anyway, I'm glad we made it to the end of this. No more Star Wars for a while. Ever. One more and then that's it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I felt the same way. I saw it in the theater. Never seen it again. I brought a lot of memorabilia. I'm not going to lie. I have like 4 copies of this. But it's funny. I got all the Kylo Ren covers of Rise of Skywalker.
Okay.
Which, again, if you guys follow us on the YouTube channel, I'm going to do a lot of unboxings of my limited edition exclusives. So you guys can check it out there when I put those up. Other than that, let's get into some box office numbers. Because I was very shocked with this. Very controversial movie. Very controversial movie. Very the ending that ends the entire franchise was very controversial.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. But this movie, for all the hate that is getting, $275 million budget. Leia died. Carrie Fisher died during the production. During the production of this movie. She caught a heart attack on a plane and then she died tragically. Then they said, we got to put CGI faces on her daughter. I think it was her daughter who played her.
Well, her daughter was in the movie as that rebel girl with the blonde hair.
But didn't she put in the younger Leia, they used the daughter's body and put her face on it. Yeah. So they did a lot of CGI work for Carrie Fisher, which bumped this up $275 million. And then they went, let's give it to the fans and see what happens. Well, fans ate it up because this grossed $1 billion. $515 million domestic, $561 international for a total of $1 billion+.
Which was the lowest of the three. And it was still
the lowest is domestic. Yeah. 515.
So it made less money than The Rise of or The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens, but it still made $1 billion. So while the executives probably said, you know what, this is like trending downward, I'm sure they weren't mad because they still made $1 billion.
Yeah. I mean, well, let's see. 515 is for Rise of Skywalker. Last Jedi was 620.
Yeah. And then the other one is like a 900 and something. Force Awakens is 900 and something US.
I think so, because that hit 2 billion. So you might be right on that one. Let me see. Force Awakens was 936.
Yeah.
So Rise of Skywalker was
It's definitely the lowest, but it's not that weird to me that a third movie in something. Well, this is not technically the ninth movie, but the third of this set of movies. What trilogy is like the third one is the one that makes the most? It's pretty rare. So
It is very rare.
I have no idea.
I mean, the ones that will pop off my head would be Bad Boys 3. Was it For Life?
Oh, Bad Boys 3 did make them. I think it made the most out of all four of them.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think Bad Boys 3 was the highest grossing out of the franchise. So again, you're right.
There's one.
We can think of
just one.
Yeah.
So it's rare.
Yeah. I mean, super rare. I mean, Batman, Rise of the Night, Dark Knight. Was that
Dark Knight
another billion?
No, but I think the Dark Knight made more. Part 2 made more.
Oh,
I think.
We'll look into those numbers.
We're going to do those in the future, so we're going to have the numbers. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and then we'll snap back to this conversation and go, oh.
2 months ago when we were talking about the Rise of Skywalker? Dark Knight Rises. Thank you.
So, okay, so it grossed $1 billion. Yeah. Nate, what did the critics and audience have to say about this movie?
Well, let me tell you something. This is crazy. These numbers are crazy because I don't think I've ever seen what happened here. So let's go back a little bit. Force Awakens, critics and audience, is very high. Both of them, the critics and audience score was high, right? Then we got to The Last Jedi. The critic score dipped 2%, only 2%. They were really close to, I think it was like 93 and then 91, right? But the audience score went like way down. Like it was like, I don't know, 50 something, right? this one, okay. The critic score for this one went down 40% from the last movie. So a 51 is what the critics have, minus 40. All right. But the audience score went up 45% 45. This has an 86% audience score. So for a movie that's supposedly hated, the people who reviewed it on Rotten Tomatoes, the regular people, they all liked it because this has an 86. So my point is, I don't think I remember a movie where a minus 40 and a plus 45 happened on a sequel, like that big of a gap between movies. Also, this flipped from the audiences liking the last one or the critics liking it and audience hating it to like reverse. Although I don't know anybody who loves this movie. So the 86% is the more surprising number to me.
I agree. And you know, I feel like the more reviewers are becoming Rotten Tomatoes certified, I guess that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. I feel like, are they being really genuine with their reviews? And I'm being honest here. Like, are they just, yeah. Like, I feel like they're just getting free merchandise and they get to, you know, interview the actors and all this so they could get their pop. So I feel like, is this a genuine audience score of 86? Because you're absolutely right. Everyone that I go, Rise of Skywalker, five out of the whatever will say garbage, or they will say it was okay, could have been better.
Right.
That's all I get. I never seen, oh, I love this movie. This movie's like the greatest thing ever.
True.
Never. Never, never, never. It's always one or the other. It's whether the hate train or the, it could have been.
Maybe a bunch of people gave it three. I think 3 out of 5 counts as a positive score. So maybe a bunch of people gave it a 3 and it just equaled to 86% of them. I don't know.
Could be. But let's get right into it because this is our final Star Wars. And I want to talk about it because this was a very interesting rewatching this years later. So with that said, lead character, Rey for the, well, not the final time because she's coming back for another new movie. But Rey Skywalker or / Palpatine.
Yes.
Nate, what you got?
You know what? For everything that this movie gets crap for, and I liked her in all three. I have not gave her a bad score yet. And I think she was actually better in this than the last movie. And I'll tell you why. While she still has that thing of like, she's amazing at everything, right? Because like, even this one opens with her floating in the air with all the rocks around her. And then she like gently does like a backflip landing thing. I'm like, okay, she just knows how to do that already. She knows how to like do the mind trick on the jet, on the stormtroopers. Like she still has those abilities. She also now has lightning powers because she shoots that ship out of the sky with lightning. It's like, okay, but this is the movie where she struggles the most. She almost dies in this one. She's never even come close in the first two movies. Like, let's be real. She was pretty much got through all of those movies, no problem. Here, at least I felt there was a struggle. At least I felt there was like a chance, like, oh shoot, you know, she could die. They decided to go a different route, but it could have been. So I still liked her. I'm not going to give her a higher score than I've been giving her. It'll stay level for me, but I don't think she's worse in this movie than she was in either of the last two movies. So I gave her a 4. Also, the side characters. I like Finn better in this movie than I did in the last movie. I think Finn got to be more of like a heroic character. I'm glad they, sorry to her, but I'm glad they push Rose like down the totem pole to just being like a little helper that helps them out. I like the his interactions with the other stormtrooper, like the lost boys from the stormtroopers that ride the horse and stuff. Like that was pretty cool. And also Poe was way, way better in this than he was in the last movie. He wasn't as much of a brat. He now gets upgraded to like in a leadership role. I like his little thing with Carrie Russell as that lady with the mask on, like, you know, gives you some backstory into who he was before. So I actually like the characters in this. And also you get Kylo Ren kind of being a good guy for the last, not kind of, he's a good guy for like the last 20 minutes of the movie. So it made me think, damn, what if this guy was the main good guy of this franchise instead of Rey? What if there was another villain and Ben Solo was the new, because he gets that blue lightsaber and he jacks them dudes up. And he's doing flips and he's like launching people. And I was like, dang, I would have liked to have followed a good guy Ben Solo. So I gave it a 4.
Okay, so Rey, I agree with you. Rey, I'm staying at a 4, right? I'm not moving on the needle on that one. I feel like I did like her arc in this one. He gave her more acting chops. I felt like more of a, more story to this one with Rey, and I'm okay with it. I was like, all right, you finally got to find out who she is and all that, which I still think it's, the writing was horrible in terms of that.
Yeah.
You felt like they had to rush this final film just to get all the plot holes done and everything. It's like, okay, this is who she is. So I was just like, I don't like it at all that she was a Palpatine. I was like, this makes no damn sense at all. Like, I mean, I remember sitting in the theater and when they said, oh, you're a Palpatine, the entire theater booed. Like, it's the dumbest decision ever. You know what I mean? So I always wanted to be like a fly in the wall when they showed it off to like the higher ups with the crowd and the actors. And then when that happened, how many people really cheered or how many people booed and said this shit is whack? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I really want to know what happened there. But anyway, I agree with you. Got stronger. Now she has the power of the pops, you know, Palpatine's or power. And she's not a Skywalker, so can't say mixing it with the Skywalker. I mean, she just got taught by them.
Yeah.
Other than that, she is powerful, but now it's telling you Palpatine is stronger than the Skywalkers, which I don't think that's absolutely true. Because when Kylo Ren was beating on her on that shit, I mean, he was literally whooping that ass. It was showing you that the Skywalker genes, it was really strong.
He got actual Skywalker.
Yeah, he has the bloodline, and you could see it. Like, he was just literally destroying her on that fight. But anyway, I thought she was good. I agree with you. I think she's attractive. I love her voice. I don't know why. There's something about her accent with Rey. Very cool. I was like, I like her. Let's get to side characters. I like Finn. This should have been Finn the whole way with the force sensitive Finn because he could feel what's going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. The only annoying part is he screams for everything. Rey! Chewie! Rey! Poe! Ah! He's just yelling all over the place. I was like, Jesus. But I did like him. Poe, I still like Force Awakens Poe because he was more mavericky.
Yeah.
But I kind of agree with you. This one was more Rebels cartoon Poe. Like, these actually all the characters felt like the cartoon come to life. Like, if they would have animated them, you go, okay, these are the characters from the movie to the anime. So very different, but I enjoyed it a lot. Rose did not care at all. They threw her ass in the back of the seat. So I was like, fine. Carrie Fisher's last performance, again, CGI and everything. The only nitpick I will say, the utilizing of Princess Leia, I felt like they dropped the ball because they didn't know what to do with the character. They left, you know, she died during Last Jedi, I believe it was. So for me, I didn't know.
She trained Rey in this, but
yeah,
they only show her walking up to her after she was training by herself. So I don't really know what she did.
Yeah. So like, she was training her like how Luke did, put her in the jungle and then made into obstacle courses. And then she had to learn all that. So I was just like, okay. I mean, I could see it, but that should have been Luke's job. And that's why they should have not killed Luke, because Luke should have been the one training her to, you know, to do the final battle. But other than that, I agree. I gave it a 4. Ben Solo. This is my problem with Ben Solo. As I do agree with you, this freaking 7, 8, and 9 should have been Ben Solo with Rey, if you wanted to add Rey, throughout the whole thing. But this final movie, Ben should have turned into Kylo. Like, Rey becomes, she finds out she's a Palpatine.
Reverse it. Make him good for 2 movies and then bad in the last one.
And then you could do a switch and bait. She finds out that she's a Palpatine and he gets really jealous. And, you know, all of a sudden he just gets really angry because he wants to be like his grandfather, mm-hmm. like Vader. And then the actual Palpatine convinces him, but not Rey. And then that's where you have the mesh between the two. Because then you could have the love story and then that could also crash into that. But I agree with you. When he becomes Ben Solo, I'll say, man, this dude. First of all, he gets his grandfather's lightsaber. So he has Luke's and his Anakin's lightsaber and he's just whooping it. And I was just like, man, the Knights of Ren are getting their asses whooped, which they stunk. But yeah, we'll talk about
not that.
That good. Anyway, I totally agree with you. For the last 20 minutes, Ben Solo was dope, but it was an arc that I felt like they just threw in there to throw in there. It did not work for me in this movie.
I think he should have just been a good guy. A good guy that struggles and then overcomes the dark side. Because his grandfather is Darth Vader. So it's always kind of... Because look at it this way. Luke, look at these stories. Luke Skywalker, nobody. Turns out he's a somebody. Always good. Always good. You know, wore black that one time where he was like, ooh, is he? But he was a good guy, right? Then in the prequel trilogy, you have Anakin, who's supposed to be good and then gives in to the dark side. And here you had an opportunity to make a character who can truly struggle with the both. Am I going to be bad? Am I going to be good? Am I going to be bad? And ultimately could have ended up either way. I mean, in your case, bad. In my case, like good, but really struggling with the bad. But instead, they decided to go with Rey, who's just a new character. So I don't know. I feel like it's a missed opportunity overall. Either way.
I agree with you. I mean, even if you go second movie, he goes villain and then goes back to the light.
Right.
I'm okay with it. But they dropped the ball so hard because they didn't know which way they were going with this story.
And then we got to talk about villains in a second.
We'll talk down the road. Okay, so 4-4 for you, me. Okay, so the main villain here is Palpatine / Kylo Ren / the Force Order and the Final Order, and then anything you want to order.
All right. This one, I had a hard time with my score for this one, honestly. I think, okay, Palpatine being alive with the only explanation being that they have dark science. I don't even know what that is. Okay. They never talk about this. Dark science, someone says at some point. This man got thrown off of a God knows how high thing in the Return of the Jedi, right? Also, that was like, he would be like 100 years old. Like, he'd be super old. And I guess he is, but I don't know. I thought it was weird. Now, I'm going to take that out of it. How was the execute? Like, how was he in this movie? He seemed like the Emperor. I don't know. Like, he was like pretty much the same. He's an old guy in a robe. He hits people with electricity. This time he could do an electricity beam into the sky and take out ships. That was pretty cool. Like, at least it was different. I like the look. I actually like the look when he has like, when he's like blind looking, when he has like no eyes. Then when he turns into then he gets his yellow eyes. I know you like the Sith eyes, you always call him. So, you know, he gets back to normal. Okay, fine. How he came back, dumb, but he's here. Other than that, Kylo had his mask on for most of this movie, which was cool. And he was hunting and he was going for it, but he turns good. So I can't like be like, he's an amazing villain in this movie. Then you got Hux, who is a traitor for some reason, like all of a sudden out of nowhere. He's like, I don't care if you guys win. I just need Kylo to lose. And then he gets shot. He just dies 1 second later. Then you have Richard Grant. He plays that new guy who's like all of a sudden been around since. He's like, I've been serving you for 50 years. Like, who are you? So I don't know. I mean, there is a lot of villains. They have a lot of ships. Ultimately, I gave him a 3. I think that's my lowest of these three movies. I don't think it's horrible. The Last Order is a dumb name because the other one's the First Order. So now they're the Last Order. Like, okay. I do like that they have a million Star Destroyers though with guns that can blow up planets. That was pretty cool. And they also do blow up a planet. So I got to give him a bonus point. So I'll give him a 3.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I gave this a 3 too. So for me with Palpatine, whether he's the real one or he's the clone of the real one, it's just too lazy. It's just way too lazy. Like, for that, you could just
bring back Vader.
Cloned Anakin.
You could do that. Yeah.
Just bring back Anakin and Darth Maul and everybody that Darth you could get Maul. DNA from.
Heck yeah.
But I agree. I like the way he was, but I want, if you're going to do this with the Emperor and you're going to do all this crap, you should have just had this dude walking around. Vader could walk around half, you know, half burnt. This dude had no hands, which would have been dope, like confronting someone, right? Bones with hands and he's just using the force to choke your ass out and do whatever. You're like, damn. But I just felt like they didn't use him as proper. I think they did not know how to use him. I literally don't think they did not. They just went, okay, Kylo's going to meet him and he's going to send him to do his bidding, which of course that's what he does. But imagine if my man rolled up into like the camp and they all shocked, you know what I mean? Or, you know, something fun, like, I don't know, him in the cave with everyone cheering.
Who are those people?
Like, I don't know who the hell
who
they
are they? If they're all Sith like people, shouldn't they have just been an army of them? Like, they could have, what are they doing? They sit there all day and go, yeah.
I don't know who the hell. They had a cheering group of Siths. That
questions.
Was horrible.
I got
right?
a lot of questions about
that. Mad questions. Kylo Ren, to me, was the best Kylo Ren that we got in all three. And I don't mean in terms of like look, because I think his look was badass with the red thing.
With little red.
What I mean is the way he was evil. Like the beginning of the movie, he's destroying everyone to get the artifact. And you're going, damn. Then when he gets like, all of a sudden he has the Knights of Ren behind him and he's walking all hard, going through stuff and everyone, he's like telling people. He went, he told shut up. And I said, wow, that is the Kylo that I wanted for the first two movies. I mean, we did get him in the first half, but we should have got him like this.
He wasn't a brat in this one. He didn't do any temper tantrums.
He was not a brat.
So
no.
That's good.
And yeah, and I liked him a lot. I thought the sword stuff was pretty cool. He had a conflict here and there, which we're going to talk about in the storyline. But I agree with you. This villains were so lackluster. Did not like it at all. I was just like, eh. But I did enjoy the dynamics of him and Rey when they were in the mine in each room and then they switch rooms and he was I don't understand how grabbing artifact through the mine works. I still don't do that. I don't get it. They could pass objects to each other by the mine and they grab it. Because I even told my wife who reads the books, I was like, does this even? And she goes, no, that's not even a thing. I was just like, yeah. JJ always comes up with stupid shit.
That part, where they're first talking and then the helmet falls, he's like, that's where you are. It's like, how did that happen?
You're in my quarters.
You're in my quarters. I'm coming up to my quarters.
Lock down my quarters. I'll be there at once. And I was just like, what? And then then Ben bends down and then she takes the saber and she went like this. And he went, ha, magic.
That is weird. I didn't get it. I mean, it's cool, but I don't understand how it works.
Yeah, I don't either. I just think it's just a, anyway, 3 for me, 3 for you. Okay, action scenes.
I ain't gonna lie. This one got some good action in it. I gave it a five. I think JJ knocked it out the park with the action in this movie. From the jump, I love the beginning with the Millennium Falcon chase. Not enough Millennium Falcon chases. You know, we talked about there was one in the last movie, but this one was better, I think. Kicking it off. You got Poe and Finn trying to shoot the gun and all that. I liked it. It was cool. Then you had also that the Kylo Ren scene where he's just going around murdering people. That was fun. I like the look of a lot of these action scenes. I like the one on that like desert planet where they're on those like speeder things. And you have the the jetpack stormtroopers. That was cool. And then you get, I mean, I would say this one, it's almost like the action is really great and it's at the detriment of the story, which that doesn't happen in the other ones. You know what I mean? Like this one, there's a lot of parts where it's like straight up action for a while. And then you get story, but it's not that great. And you're just like, okay, well, at this point, let's just get back to like someone chasing somebody or shooting at somebody. Great explosions in this. A planet blows up, like I mentioned. Many ships blow up. You got that scene. It is a great shot with all the ships coming in with when Lando brings the like millions of ships. And they're pretty much like a militia, right? Because they're not military. They're just normal people. Yeah. But all that's cool. The horses riding on the thing, the water. Like this has great action in it. I don't care. I gave it a 5.
Yes, I agree. I was like, this is a 5. While I could nitpick all day, when it comes to Star Wars action, you just enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
I love the Kylo Ren fighting in the Death Star. Or was it Death Star or the Star Destroyer, Star whatever Destroyer. That was called.
Yeah, I think they were just on.
Yeah, the original one from Return of the Jedi. They were fighting on that. I liked that battle. The only thing with the waves were way too much. I was like, oh, Jesus. Like, it was like the big wave, like 500-foot waves and it crashes. My favorite part is when Kylo walks right through it. Yeah. Oh, I was like, man, you're getting your ass beat. I was like, he looked so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, you're going to get it.
Pissed off.
But yeah, he looked pissed. And I was like, yeah. But anyway, I thought that was a really great fight scene. I liked the first one when they battled in the mines. Mm-hmm. When she was angry and he was just like given to the anger because he was just pissing her off all over the place. I was like, yeah, this is dope. I agree. The Millennium Falcon was actually pretty cool. The desert one was okay. Very heavy CGI for me. I was just like, but it looked very cartoony, which I will say, okay, that's pretty cool. It felt very
Star Wars
cartoon. Yeah, it felt very cartoony.
Yeah.
Like that was cool. And I liked the battle at the end when they were all fighting the Star Destroyers all over the place. I thought that was pretty cool with Finn leading the way. I thought that was dope. So I agree with you. It's a 5. It had the most and I thought it worked. And JJ does do great. I mean, he did it with Star Trek and this one. He does great, but I don't understand the storylines where he goes with this. But let's talk about it. 5, 5, 5. Let's get to where I believe that we're going to dip. But yeah. Okay, storyline.
Yeah, I have a 2 written down here.
Oh.
Story. Now, don't get me wrong. Okay, I didn't even hate this movie, really. Like, rewatching it, I was like, okay. But I just have, to me, if I have a million questions, that's not great writing. And story really falls under the writing. Of the, you know, like, what's the plot here? And what is the plot here? Like, at this point, the First Order is, like, apparently not really a thing. It's now called the Last Order, but it's still made up of the First Order people. Palpatine's alive, unknown, like, other than dark science and Poe saying somehow he returned. I know a lot of people jumped on that line, like, it was like a meme. Somehow the Emperor returned. And that is a bad line. I'm not going to lie. Like, you leave out the somehow. Just say he returned and it makes it less stupid. Like we just mentioned, I don't know who all those people are in that like Colosseum. Also, it looks like they're sitting a mile away from where everything's happening. Like, what is going on here? I know that's not storyline, but still, it's weird. Yeah, and then the thing with Leia, now that's not their fault. If she passed away during filming, that's tough. That can be tough because it does affect how your storyline. She might have had, you know, had more to do, but because she died, they were not able to. So I think the utilization of Leia suffered for that. I will not minus, that didn't factor in. I'm just making a point of it because that's not, to me, that's tough. Unless you're an amazing writer to figure out, okay, one of our stars died in the middle. Like, what do we do here? So that affected it, but I won't give it a bad. But I don't know. I just felt like, honestly, this one was really basic overall. And that's why I gave it a 2. You don't get all of the, there's not a lot of like the rebels. And at this point, it's like, we got 15 guys. Let's hope Lando can bring some friends. And you just have this thing of Kylo. Also, my least favorite thing ever, classic MacGuffin here. He goes into this forest to find this thing.
Wayfinder.
That no one's ever talked about. No one's ever heard of it. And it's a little cube that has dots on it. It's like, this is where the planet is. You got this thing. It's a MacGuffin. Like, what is this? It's just an artifact. Anything that's just called an artifact or a, you know, like has just a weird name. Like, you know, it's like, this is silly. Where did this come from? And then they're like, there's only two of them. So, you know, oh, well, these guys got to get the other one so they could find out where it is. And then you get Rey. She opens up. She just figures out you got to open this little thing. And then it's magically, it's right there. Like, there's a lot of annoying things like that. So I don't know. I know I sound like I hate it. I can't say I hated it. I just was underwhelmed. I give it a 2.
All right. Hey, more power to you, brother. More power. I give it a 1. And this is why I, you know, everything you said is absolutely right. MacGuffins everywhere. Lack of creativity in terms of writing. You mean to tell me you have so many book canons, comic books, writers, you know, that writes for cartoons and everything. You can't sit down and have a meeting with all of them and go, how can we utilize Leia's death and how can we add this to a movie? No, they did not do that. They decided to go with some stupid shit. Leia stuff. Let me go with the Leia stuff because Leia's, the way they used her in the story, I thought was kind of creative. I mean, there was nothing that she could do. She's not going to battle with the light, with the force or nothing like that. But the way they used her and Rey killing her, because now what I said before, and I knew it. And when I watched it again, I said, you know what? I was right about it. And my wife was like, you might be right. Rey kills Leia in this movie. And people going, oh no. Yes, she does. And this is how. And watching it again, I went, Alex was right. She lays in bed. Kylo's about to do the final blow on Rey. He was about to give her the whooping. Leia goes into her son's body and stops him and says, you know, you can literally see because he stops himself. He says, whoa. He felt the mom laying down. He was like, something's wrong here. He felt the mom's presence in him. Rey thought she was all cool because I was like, lady, don't get cocky because he had you down and the mom came to help you. But anyway, she grabs his saber. The minute she stabs Kylo, Leia's dead. You see it getting right through Leia. So she basically kills Leia and she notices it because she said, like, oh shit. Like, she literally helped me, but I killed her. So I said, okay, great, whatever. Force healing kicks in. And I was like, oh no.
Oh, yeah.
So she force heals.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Like she force heals this thing. And I'm going, okay. So now because she force heals, she was the essence of good in him. And now he's like redeemed. He is finally redeemed because 2 seconds later, he's going to kill her. But now he's just like, no. Then he sees Han Solo through memory, not force ghost. It's a memory of his father. And I'm going, wait a minute. And my wife laughed so hard because she didn't even remember this. And I was like, wait a minute. How is Han Solo's memory on his son, like his son's memory of Han Solo, is situations that is going on now? He's like, son, it is okay. Don't worry about it. I just killed you on a bridge. That's the last time I ever seen you or talked to you. We haven't had no conversations for years. But the last conversation of memory with me and my dad, he's going, it's not your fault,
you're
son.
My boy.
You're my boy. Yeah, you're Kylo. Yeah, you know, that wasn't your fault. And I'm like, no, he's a fucking force ghost. If you're going to start talking in present tense, right? Because force ghost talks in the present, yeah. Like what's going on now? And Han Solo was talking to his son now. Now, this is you now. He's conflicted between Ben and Kylo, and Han Solo's like, no, son, you're good. You always been good. And I said, this is some dumb shit just to have Harrison Ford back. Like, this is so dumb and lazy. I was like, no.
I forgot
so
I said, about the force. I hated the that not only the force healing, but also Palpatine now having force sucking, where he like sucks their life out of them and
oh, the
it's visual the, and he throws his fingers back. I'm like, bro, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do this when you were all ugly? When Anakin, why don't you suck the life out of some people and give you like? I don't like when they introduce stuff in the 9th movie that doesn't.
That's what I'm saying. Happen. But then you know, Rey dies because she saves the universe, right? And I'm going, oh wow, that's cool. This is the way you get rid of her. No, Ben comes. And he's like, and then he holds her, gives his life force. They make out and then he dies and goes into the force. And I was just like, what stupid writing is it? Like, this is so dumb. She didn't get hurt when she gave him life force. She didn't get a wound in her fucking stomach dying, but he dies while transferring his entire energy. And I was just like, this does not work for me. And the same thing I told you with Star Trek. When you introduce those damn things with Khan's blood, dudes yeah. could come back with his blood. It's so dumb. You just like now.
Well, then let's see if he's really dead in that Rey movie that's coming up because I wouldn't be surprised if he's alive.
Oh, maybe. Watch. Well, I doubt it because Adam Driver ain't coming back. But no, he literally had like mad interviews and saying they could pay this dude mad figures. I think Star Wars fans got this dude's trip. Like,
back up the Brinks truck. He says, you know what? I changed my mind. I'll do it one more time.
One more time. Kill me. I'm Ben Solo. But yeah, so I just felt like the storyline is just so the MacGuffins.
Yeah.
Okay. The MacGuffin wayfinder. Okay. There's holocrons. All right. For those of you out there, there's holocrons where Jedi's put their knowledge into these boxes, and whether you're Sith or Jedi, you could open it up with your powers, and then they'll come out and they'll say, this is blah, 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 blah. Right. They'll teach you the way, but their knowledge will get passed on to you. I don't know what the fuck wayfinders are. I was like, what is this damn thing? It shows you where he is. I was like, this is dumb. Then you're right with the knife. My wife went, what happened if the ship sank more into the ocean?
Right. Exactly. What if it went all the way down?
Be, she was like, there's not, yeah. She was like, it's not going to show you the precise thing if the thing isn't. She goes, it's been there for hundreds of years and now they made a knife that tells you where it. She goes, this is so. I was like, this is dumb writing. Like the whole Uncharted bush. Look, that's why I gave it a one, bro. I'm not even continuing. Going on, there's so much. I'm not mad at it.
No, not mad.
But
at
I'm very I'm very disappointed on what they gave us. Like, no one questioned this. Like, there's a lot of plot. Like, this is dumb. Like, why are we going through this? But anyway, I gave it a one. You gave it a two.
Yeah.
Okay. Overall.
You know what though? I gave it a three. Like, I think this movie's okay. I'm not in the camp of the 86, like the super lovers that apparently exist. I also don't agree with the critics. Like, 51's very low. I don't think it's a bad film. I think it's a decent movie that has bad elements in it that also has good elements in it, honestly. I liked seeing Lando back. I think they did some fan service that was decent in this, like that wasn't annoying. Also, I think when Leia died, freaking Chewbacca's reaction is great. I thought that was like, I know it's like a man in a suit, but like he seemed really sad for just being a big guy in a suit. You know what I mean? Like there's moments that I really enjoy. Again, the action is great. We're an action podcast. So you know, just factoring that in alone, there's a lot of action in it, and I really liked it. Good characters for the most part. There's just a lot of stupid stuff in the script. That's what brought it down. This could have been better. Like, this could have been a really solid ending. I would have... I don't think I'll ever love this movie. I don't love Star Wars, but like The Empire Strikes Back, for example, is just a fantastic movie. It's well written. It's got a lot of, you know, these new Star Wars movies are not on that level. They have the name. They have the money, right? These budgets are, they look like that, but they're not transcendent. These movies are not like, they're not creating fans, in my opinion, like the way the original Star Wars movies did. Those were brand new. No one ever heard of them. No one knew what it was. And they changed the game. These are not game-changing movies. These are not anything like that. And so, you know, I had a decent enough time with it. I think it's not horrible. Three.
Oh, man. I agree with what you said, man. I do. But I gave it a two. I gave it a two. It's a decent film to me at best. Would I watch this again? Maybe not. But it's a conclusion to a story that I wish it was better concluded. I just feel like, yeah, the action was great, but the characters wasn't utilized to their full potential, especially with Kylo Ben/Ben, you know, even with Mark Hamill coming back as a Force Ghost and picking up the stuff and catching the lightsaber. And there should have been a scene where he, you know, she throws the lightsaber, which she did, and he catches it and he goes, what are you doing? And I'll be like, well, you did the same thing when I gave it to you. Like, what's the difference?
You threw it backwards. She also knows how to fly that X-Wing pretty good.
Oh, dude.
Everyone could be a pilot in Star Wars. Anyway, all you got to do is look at it. You know how to fly it.
Oh, dude. I mean, that. First of all, I told my wife, I said, well, underwater components, I mean, all this thing could operate 100 years underwater. You could take it out and it flies like nothing because her X-Wing was doused in water.
Under there forever. Who knows how long?
Yeah, and it works. So I was just like, oh, God. Look, the score was fantastic of this movie, right? I liked it. I liked the tone of this film more than, again, I liked the cinematic look of Last Jedi. I still think that's the best looking Star Wars out of the two, you know, Force Awakens and Rise of Skywalker. But I felt like tonally, this is the best one from the other two that came before it. I just wish it was better. I mean, there's so much that we could talk about and break down, but for what? I mean, at the end of the day, the movie's already made. It made all the money. Actors moved on. I brought 8 copies or 4 copies of the damn movie. and for my collection. But yeah, I mean, look, I enjoyed it for what it was. I gave it a 2. It's a decent film. I don't think I will watch this. Honestly, I haven't watched 7, 8, or 9 until this podcast. Other than that,
same.
Yeah, I watch more 1, 2, and 3.
These are the kind of movies more times you have because you feel like you're supposed to, but like I don't need to rewatch them very often, if ever. Maybe if I have a friend or I meet somebody and they're like, I've never seen any of them. Like, all right, well, let's just watch all of them. But other than that, it's like, why would I put these in? But again, I don't watch any of the Star Wars movies that often, so what do I know?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I watch more Star Trek than Star Wars when it comes to movies. I'll be like, oh, those are better for me. I enjoy those. Yeah. This could have been changed the landscape if Kylo was really evil and, you know, all this new technology and everything. I would be like, oh, this is dope. But no, I can't say, yeah, this is amazing. But, and I'm not going to fault people. If you like this movie, you like this movie. But to me, it's a decent film and at best. So with that said, what is your total points, Nate?
Total for me is a 17 out of a 25. Not as low as I thought it might be going in, honestly, but not a great, that's not an amazing score either.
Well, I'll say this. If Scott was here, it would have been like a 2.
A 5. Or a 5. He would have given it the lowest possible. He really hated that Last Jedi.
Yeah, he really did. I'll give it a 15. I'm a 15 out of a 25.
We're close.
We're close. I mean, mine is lower than you, but I mean,
barely.
Yeah. All right, Nate, what's coming up next on the podcast?
So we are beginning our weirdly themed month of movies that have one word titles. And the first one up on the list is a little movie called Upgrade. So we're going to be reviewing some Upgrade. And then guess what, Alex? We reached the end of a franchise. You know what that means? New franchise incoming. And we are, for the first time in a while, we're doing a long one. Six movies. Correct. We're going to be doing the Once Upon a Time in China movies. Now, I've never seen any of these. Not one. I'm assuming you haven't seen any of them either. This is going to be 6 brand new, fresh reviews. These movies star Jet Li. So we're going back to China. Once Upon a Time there. Martial arts. I think he's in all but one of them. I want to say he's not in like the 6th one or something. But anyway, we're going to be doing Once Upon a Time in China. And I'm looking forward to it because, again, I've never seen any of these. I've heard they're cool, but I've never even seen a trailer, and I'm not going to. I'm just going to watch these blind as a bat going totally crazy. Blind as a bat. So that's what we got coming up. Once Upon a Time in China, 6 movies, and then next week will be Upgrade.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Can't wait. I have those on Criterion. Never
that's
even
the one
opened.
I have. Yeah. That has all 6 movies on it. So
yeah, it's like orange or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's cool looking. All right. We'll see.
All right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie guys podcast. You guys can follow us now on YouTube on our official AMG podcast YouTube channel. You guys could go at Action Movie Guys. Hit subscribe, like all the episodes there, leave some comments, we'll comment back to you guys. And of course, you guys can follow us also you could take us also on the go with Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Other than that, I'm your host, Ash Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.